This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. And here comes our weekly hour with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing, sir?
Doing pretty good, Mr. Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting ready for a work trip. Going out west. And pretty excited about it. I've still got a... I leave a week from today. But there's no better time than the present. I'm packing out, getting all my gun gear straight, and get ready to rock and roll.
You know, I never figured, the first time I went to a gun class, a real gun class where I was not close enough to where I could go home and get my stuff, was tactical response, and I learned from that one. I learned from that one. I mean, they had a load sheet of things that they recommended you bring, and I brought all of those things with me. But one thing I did not bring that I should have brought was a gun cleaning kit.
Wow.
And I mean...
Yeah, but I mean, it depends on what level of... if you're going to a gig, I would expect the guns to be clean. And... Unless you're doing something that is extremely high round count,
yeah,
you know, doing a program over a couple of days, I don't see no reason to clean the guns other than if it's just a psychological feel good. You know what I mean?
Well, what would you call a high round count?
1,000 rounds a day.
Okay, so 500 or 600 rounds in a day would not be enough.
Oh, no.
No.
No, I don't even do a field clean until 1,500, 2,000 rounds.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, you told me about that. So,
yeah.
With me, right, and mainly what I do is field clean. When I go and I shoot, most of the time I'm shooting 500 rounds in a given day. If I'm lucky enough to get to go shoot. If I can shoot 1,000 rounds a month, I feel pretty good.
Right.
So. This past weekend, I went out and I sent Super Dave a video of this, and the video is up on Instagram and on Facebook if you want to go look at it, of me doing a rifle transition to pistol back transition to rifle drill, which is sort of a pointless exercise. It's not something you're really going to do in real life, is it?
I disagree.
You okay? Tell me.
I disagree.
Okay.
Dig up. One, from a training standpoint, you're only limited by your imagination.
Right.
Okay? But now, dig this. Based on the AAR that I did for you on that specific clip you sent, remember, there's two primary reasons to transition to your pistol.
Right.
If you're running, you know, what I refer to and call integrated weapons work, where you're running a carbine, close quarters carbine and pistol setup, you transition to your pistol as an immediate action drill based on your carbine's failure to fire, and you do that immediately. You get the carbine straightened out later. Or you drive the carbine out of ammo, and it runs, if you're running an AR, you know, you run the bolt well. So dig this. The other more important reason to transition to your pistol
is because you've made the decision that the pistol is the better tool for the piece of work you need to do right now.
Okay.
So, in effect, you are going to transition your pistol with a live carbine. Now, that's a decision point. Now, what you got to pay attention to while you're doing this piece of work with the better tool for that specific job, you got to keep in mind your carbine's hot, and if you're doing a lot of movement, contact with your body could sweep it on fire.
Right.
Sweep the safety lever on fire if you're running an AR like that.
Right.
So dig it. People like to compare the AK to the AR, so dig this. Just on operating it alone, look at the safety setup on an AK, and then the safety lever itself is on the right side of the rifle. So if you're a right-sided firer, doing a live carbine transition to your pistol is really not that big of a deal, being concerned about the safety being swept
right
off or on fire because it's on the right side of the gun. But the downfall of the AK, and why I do not use it as a primary weapon, is everything you know about an AK is legit, except I think you can do an aftermarket mod to have the bolt lock open when it's empty. I'm not sure. Don't hold me to that, but if you don't do that mod, the bolt's not going to lock open when the rifle is actually empty.
Right.
So in effect, you can set yourself up for failure if you don't consciously manage your reserve ammo and manage the ammunition that you think is in the gun. You could commit to an engagement and have with an empty rifle. You know what I mean? And then that's going to be a pretty loud click to initiate your transition to your pistol, but you've already set yourself up. So you better hurry up and get it done. You better hurry up and get the transition done.
Right.
But coming back to the original point of why I disagreed with what you said was, if you find yourself in a set of circumstances where transitioning to your pistol is the solution to the problem that you're faced with, do it. You know? I mean, you need to be aware of these other reasons for transitioning to the pistol. But the primary reason is, if that's what's going to allow you to survive, do the transition, do the piece of work, top your pistol off before you put it away.
Right.
And get your rifle back in action. Easy greasy.
Easy greasy. So, all right, that answers that question. Because one of the drills that I did, and I was going to ask you about, and I was going to say this one really doesn't serve any purpose, is starting out with the pistol and then going transitioning to the carbine. Starting out pistol, then going to the carbine. And I guess that would be like in the event of an escalation of things or something. If I thought that if I went in there with the pistol thinking, okay, I can handle it with this, but then, oh, that was a bad decision, that kind of thing.
Sure. I mean, anybody's susceptible to being wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You may think the pistol is the better tool for that specific piece of work, only to find out that, well, maybe you're wrong. So, yeah, you know, drop the pistol, get the rifle back in action as quick as possible.
Right.
You know, you're not going to waste time trying to top pistol off if you fired any rounds in the first place.
Right.
Or holstering it. Why? If you realize that transitioning to your pistol
is not the
thing to do.
Hold it right there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Coming to the break, Super Dave Harrington is the head of Combat Speed LLC. He is about to get active again, so be staying tuned for that. Any day now, you're going to see this stuff come back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington. We're talking about drills and such and everything as a train. And one of the things I'm starting to do now is I'm getting ready to get away from what I am trying to do instinctively, and I'm going to start doing some directed training based upon some directions I've been given to train with. And but before I do that, Is it important for me, Dave, as a, if I'm carrying a gun, should I have complete and total confidence in that gun? Should I have, be trained up with that gun to where I'm like, okay, give me a task?
Right. Exactly. I mean, that's the goal. I mean, nobody is that good in respect to being good enough. You know what I mean? There's, and I'll give you a perfect example. The enemy doesn't care you take a day off. Bad guys don't care if you want to reprioritize your time and energy to do something different other than being prepared and confident in your skills across the spectrum. You know, confidence in your kit and equipment, your firearm, your ammunition, knowledge of your rules of engagement, every aspect of what it takes to actually be prepared to do violence when it's necessary in support of, you know, your life or your loved one's safety and well-being. There is no good enough.
Right.
And I had this cat get a hold of me one day on the phone and say, hey, Mr. Harrington, I hear you're like the go-to guy for training and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, it really depends on what it is you want to do, you know, within the given amount of time and resources that you have available. And he's like, well, you know, I just bought my first pistol and it's, you know, it's Glock 19 and I only want to be good enough to protect my family. And I'm like, whoa, dude, then I'm not your guy. And he's like, excuse me? I'm like, no, you heard me right. If all you want to do is be good enough to protect your family, I'm not your guy. And the reason is there is no good enough in the first place. And the flip side of that coin is my wife or my children, my family members are my most valuable assets. So knowing that, how can you even formulate the thought in your mind that you can only be good enough to ensure their survival when it matters? You know, I immediately took the dude to school. And he's like, well, but what aggravated me about the dude is he kind of copped a little toot about it. I'm trying to help the guy out and understand what he's actually getting himself into. And I'm like, look, dude, you know, I'm not arguing with you, dude. I'm telling you how it is. You know, if you want to, you know, go get some entry-level training, bring yourself up to speed on firearm safety and other legitimate and required aspects like your rules of engagement, a permit to carry if that's required in your area, there's a lot of moving parts. And I understand your excitement, and I appreciate you taking the initiative to contact me. I'm just telling you right now that, you know, your train of thought is way off base. And I'm just trying to straighten that a little bit.
Right.
And he's like, oh, man, I never... You know, you bring up a lot of good points, things that I've never even thought about or even considered. And I'm like, hey, dude, rock and roll, man.
Well, it's an odd request because nowhere else where you know, like nobody ever goes out there and says, listen, I just need to learn how to swim enough to where I don't die while I'm out there.
Right.
And
yeah, I need to learn how to swim well enough just so I don't drown.
Right. Because
most
people don't have to learn how to swim to do that. They can just tread water or something. And that's not really swimming. And that means that nobody around you, if you're just that good enough to, there is no just good enough to protect your family.
You're either going to do it or not.
It's a diminishing skill set, though. I mean, if you get out there and you're not practicing, it's not like
you. Well, you bring up a good point, whether you actually realize or not. You said dimension, it's a different dimension.
Yeah.
one thing that I look for in anybody that I'm working with is, do they have the mental capacity to think three-dimensionally instead of just, you know, flat out two-dimensionally? And a lot of people are like, what? What are you talking about? Well, the fact of the matter is, I see it as a simple, kind of a simple thing where you either have the mental capacity and agility to problem solve, you know, meaning you can think on your feet under pressure, and that's going to require you to manage adrenaline, because physiologically, you know, you need to understand the physiological effects of violence and, you know, its impact on your body.
Right.
When you're preparing to do violence, you get that massive adrenaline push, and you have to know how to control it and make it work to your advantage instead of, you know, freezing or, you know, going into a brain lock and hesitating. There's so many different aspects of, you know, what it takes to be actually prepared. But what happens is, on the negative side of the coin, what happens is people get overly focused on learning how to shoot and the mechanics of shooting to the extent they, or to the detriment of everything else. You know, everything becomes about the firearm and learning how to shoot it instead of expanding, you know, thinking three-dimensionally on the problem and being prepared across the spectrum, not just, you know, thinking about one thing or constantly distracted with one thing, like learning how to shoot. You know, there are some programs that I've developed specifically. This latest one, I believe I even wrote it up in the...
Tell you what, before you proceed with that, we're coming up on the break. Mm-hmm. Hang on with that. I want to hear about the program, and everybody else wants to hear about the program, too. Super Dave Harrington is the primary instructor of, well, the only instructor of Combat Speed LLC. And you can catch him in on OLIV episodes of Trigger Time TV. He was presented there for a year, but right now he's been confining his media appearances with me, which I've been enjoying that exclusivity. But, you know, moving on, we're going to continue the training talk and pick that brain a little bit more. So stand by, if you will, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
USA News Update. A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity. Friday, the House took a decisive vote and expelled Republican Representative George Santos of New York. Before that vote, he spoke with Fox News.
If it's their choice to change precedent and loop me in with three Confederate turncoats who are expelled for treason, so I'll be the first person to get expelled from Congress without a conviction or without committing treason.
He's only the sixth member in the history of the chamber to be removed by his colleagues. A devoted University of Michigan graduate is suing the state after losing his cherished Go Blue license plate. Joseph Hardig III, a suburban Detroit lawyer, said the plate had sentimental value passed down from his late father. When he attempted to renew it, he found it was assigned to another car owner. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington, where he's getting ready to talk about his next program that's coming up, his next training program, and I had to hold him up so we'd take a moment. And if you would like to continue with that, sir, I am listening.
Okay, no worries. All I was going to state about the program was I even mentioned it in the course description. That program itself is not a learn how to shoot program.
Right.
If you're going to participate in this program, I expect you to know how to shoot.
Right.
And I expect you to be able to do it because basically the first thing I'm going to require of you is to show me that you can, because your ability to hit the target is going to be a part of your overall evaluation. And besides, it's your responsibility to be able to do that. And I will speak to, you know, marksmanship or combat marksmanship respectively when it's required to. As a matter of fact, I'll get into whatever necessary level of detail I need to so everybody gets it. But the program is about fighting with guns or problem solving, you know, under pressure, which is, you know, possessing that ability is generally, in some respects, much more important than being able to shoot well. You know what I mean? Another point of interest is, you know, don't be one of those guys or girls that spends the rest of your life aiming when you should be firing already.
Right.
You know, your ability to, you know, one, have confidence in your skills, and know what you can or should not do or can't do is important in respect to what you're going to do in respect to solving the problem or, you know, delivering the shooting solution. But certainly, based on the size and distance to the target, sometimes I have cautiously committed to firing towards the target until I can get on my sights.
Right.
So if I can disrupt what the enemy is doing until I can get on my sights to deliver aim fire,
right, right,
I'm okay with that because I still have the potential and ability to point shoot well. So I will rely on point shooting out to, I would say, a maximum. When I'm functioning at combat speed, my point firing ability is limited to about 10 yards. I'll limit myself to about 10 yards where, you know, I'm confidently point shoot. And be able to hit well enough to give myself an opportunity to get on the sights for aimed fire if it's necessary at that point. But I hate to see people that overly focus on critical marksmanship. You know, you go to learn how to fire. Well, what is the focus of the training, and if it is marksmanship and learning how to shoot, then to what extent? You know, is the guy trying to turn you into a 50-yard bullseye shooter in 2 days?
Right.
You know, that's not going to happen. So, you know, it's got to be you've always got to do a sanity check and look at the reality of what you're trying to accomplish and understand why you're doing what you're doing to, you know, understand the value of whatever you're going to get out of your efforts.
For me, I think for me right now, I learned this lesson when I was, did you ever take Morse code in the military?
No, I failed miserably at, you know, not that I have the aptitude.
Right.
I think my GT score was 113.
Yeah. And that's up there.
But I didn't like doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
I had no affinity for it because I didn't like it.
Well, I mean, I got that as an additional skill identifier. That was 1 alpha 4 back in the day. And I got that as an additional skill identifier. I never used it. So I don't know. That's absolutely like shooting, because if you're not using it, you're not going to remember. But the thing about Morse code, when they were teaching you Morse code, what they would tell me is that when I'm copying down that 5-character group, when I hear it, write down whatever I think it is and forget about it and wait for the next thing to go, because I'm not thinking about it. I'm listening.
Correct.
That's constantly opening my listening up. Da-da-da. Okay, write it down. And with that, I kind of look at that, and I think that first impulse. So, like, when I'm running the dot now that I've tamed my trigger, when I'm running the dot or sight, right, if I'm running the sight or the dot, when I see the sight or the dot on the target, I'm pulling the trigger. I'm not going to sit there and hesitate and think about it and continue to aim because I want to make sure I have a good sight picture. I'm going with that first impulse of it. That's on it.
Right.
That's a good way to be.
I totally get it.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I totally get it. You know, once you have learned how to trust the dot.
Right.
Then it's simply a matter of conditioning yourself to coordinate your vision or, you know, synchronize your vision with the action of pressing the trigger, clean to the rear. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's a kind of a learned thing at a certain point. You make the decision when you're aiming that you have what you need in respect to aiming to hit the target. So it's simply a matter of where you hit the target based on where the sight was, the dot was on the target when you fired.
Right.
Because, you know, the decision to fire being made based on where the dot is in relationship to the target is one thing. How much physical influence that you impart to the firearm when you fire it is going to affect where you actually hit the target based on where the dot was.
Right.
So it's all, you know, inclusive. To take it to the next level is while you're evaluating what you're doing, because, you know, you should be able to pay attention to what you're doing while you're doing it. You make the decision to continue to engage or fire if it's necessary, based on the actions of the target. You know, have you satisfied the target?
Right.
Are you satisfied with the hit you've delivered or not? There, at some point, you have to do an assessment because you value the amount of reserve ammunition that you have. If you're just wildly firing with apparently no effect to the target, all you're doing is wasting ammunition.
Right. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the last break because I do have that question. I do have that question I need to ask you. Super Dave Harrington is from Combat Speed LLC. The gigs are about to start coming back. The train 2024 is going to be a much more active year than 2023 was because everything's coming back in line. And, of course, now I have to ask him the big dumb question, which I have to ask, although I think I kind of know what the answer is going to be. So you got to stand by to see what that is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And, well, I got a question for you. Now, you were just earlier you were talking about that sometimes when you're shooting, if you're not on the target just yet, you might start shooting towards the target, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to disrupt the target's ability to shoot you, right? You're trying to disrupt right. what they've got going on versus what you need to do. So in that case, if I'm shooting and I'm coming up fast and I'm missing initially because I'm trying to get up fast and start putting shots on target, am I wasting ammo, or am I missing fast, or am I just working my way into the engagement, and that's just something I need to do in order to disrupt him?
A combination of everything you just said.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're not hitting, you're wasting ammo. If you're not doing an assessment or having a positive effect on the target,
right,
you're probably missing too fast. But the point is you have the potential to disrupt the target's actions towards you. That's why learning how to point fire is so important.
Right.
People don't understand that. You don't always have the opportunity to act or be ahead of the power curve. And certainly, I don't know, I think what some football coach said, the best defense is a good offense.
Right.
Well, that doesn't necessarily apply to the self-defense firearms realm.
Right.
You know, because it's not going to go well for you if you're in court and you say, well, you know, based on my knowledge and experience, I thought the dude was going to do this. Well, what if he doesn't or didn't, and you let him up? You know, going to jail is a horrible thing. So, in a sense, it's that same psychological conditioning that comes with the people that think or know that there's a lawyer attached to every bullet that you fire.
Right.
Well, that may be true in some circumstances, but what is happening? You know, what is going on? What decisions are you making? What actions are you taking? You know, is your judgment sound? Because that's the first thing that's going to come into question in court, is your judgment. What do you know? What do you understand? And can you explain or clearly articulate your thoughts and actions in respect to lighting somebody up or, you know, killing the bad guys when they need killing? It's a big deal.
All right.
There's many different facets to understand about what you're doing and why you're doing it. And you can't just, you know, have an attitude that, well, I'm good enough to take care of business. I don't encourage anyone to even entertain that thought. There is no good enough.
What about the video that I sent you? I do this. We repeatedly did this really close in drill with a handgun, where I'm like almost point blank with the target where I'm pulling out, and I start. The way we were running it was the first shots were one handed.
Okay, of course.
Now
why not?
Why not? Indeed. How did you think that I comported myself with that as I was running that drill?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I may have used the wrong word for that. How did I do on that drill?
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. The distance to the target and whatever you were using as an initiator to initiate action on your part, based on a lot of things that we've discussed just in this hour, apply, and it should be easily understood that the point firing, if that is your decision to point fire on the target until you can get both hands on the gun and use the sights,
right,
is perfectly legitimate. But you need to have the skill or the ability to do that. You know? That's why it's so important that you be a well-rounded fighter.
The instructor that put me on that, he's like, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to touch the target when I call, just to make sure you're at the right distance, and then I want you to, when I say threat, pull your weapon out and engage. And the first time I did it, he's like, well, how long have you been doing that? Because I guess he thought it was a little faster then. But, I mean, something like that. Do I need to be worried about using a timer or anything for some of these exercises?
Of course, man. It's good to know what you're capable of doing, because
right,
that's going to be all part of your decision-making process. And it gives you an idea of how much time it's going to take for a specific action. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you need to learn. You should have a timer. You should have a good one, and learn how to use it, but learn how to use it responsibly.
Right.
You know, everybody tries to go fast, 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 and that's fine, but there's two things that you must have to go fast, and that is the physical ability to do it, and I'm talking about your reflexes and all that, but primarily the easiest way to say it is, you know, what do you do to enhance your reflexes? And then when it comes to applying either point firing or aim fire, do you have the skill to do that?
Right.
The learned ability and your reflexes. And, of course, your judgment is going to come into the play of that problem. It's hard to break it down and speak about any one thing unless you agree that that's what you're going to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
But when you're talking about self-defense and application of lethal force, there are so many variables that influence not only the action but the outcome. You know, you how do you here's how I like to describe it. You can only be as prepared as possible to, you know, successfully defend yourself. You know, what is your balance of life? How much time, energy, and resources do you have to put forward to training and practicing? You understand what I mean?
Right.
You know, I'm complimented fairly often in respect to my shooting ability and how I solve problems. And that's cool. I appreciate it. But the fact of the matter is, I should be good. You know, because it's my job. You know, it's called lead by example. And it takes time, energy, and resources and commitment. You know, it takes discipline. So really, if you wanted to rewind and start at the very beginning of being able to successfully defend yourself and your family, how much personal discipline do you have to apply towards that goal? You know what I mean?
I do.
Because the body follows the mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, it does. I talked about that earlier today. That's one thing. The whole thing about the mind. It being the warrior today, and I put you in this group, Super Dave. I put you in the Miyamoto Musashi group.
Oh, very cool, dude. I appreciate that.
The warrior scholar, you know, that kind of guy. Not only knowing
that. Even to be mentioned in the same sentence as that dude is awesome. Thank you.
Well, hey, that's the way I see it. And we've run out of time. So I got that in right in the nick of time. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed, LLC. You can find him on Facebook now at S. Dave Harrington. So if you want to go out there and friend him or whatever and see what's going on with him, you can. Because I'm sure if he, we were talking about this the other day, if he ever puts anything back up, it'll be, he'll let you know. We got hour number three in inbound. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.